Imagine a political system where decisions are made with 99.9% accuracy, where individuals debate vigorously yet reach consensus without rancor, where the group consistently outperforms even its smartest members. This isn't a utopian fantasy. It's happening right now in the hollow of a tree near you. Honeybees have perfected democratic decision-making over 30 million years of evolution, creating what may be the most sophisticated collective intelligence system on Earth. When a honeybee colony needs a new home, it faces a life-or-death decision requiring extraordinary precision. The wrong choice means certain death. Yet time after time, these humble insects navigate this challenge flawlessly through a process that has captivated everyone from Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey to organizational psychologists. Their secret? A democratic process so elegant and effective that it makes our human political systems look primitive by comparison. A honeybee colony operates not as a collection of individuals, but as a single living entity. A superorganism of 20,000 bees working with remarkable precision. The queen serves as the colony's reproductive center, laying up to 1,500 eggs daily, while worker bees collectively manage vital functions. They maintain the brood nest at exactly 34-36 C through sophisticated temperature regulation, clustering to generate heat in cold weather and creating evaporative cooling during heat waves. The colony's synchronization with seasonal cycles is particularly remarkable. Deep in winter, it begins rearing new bees in its warm core, expanding exponentially to reach peak strength precisely when spring flowers bloom most abundantly. This timing showcases the superorganism's masterful environmental adaptation. A beehive isn't merely a box of thousands of insects, it's a single living being, with thousands of bodies operating in perfect harmony. Picture thousands of honeybees pouring from a hive in a buzzing cloud before clustering on a branch. This dramatic event, swarming, is how honeybee colonies reproduce. The process begins in spring when workers build queen cups for new queens. The mother queen loses 25% of her body weight through reduced feeding to prepare for flight, while workers keep her active through shaking behavior. Workers prepare by gorging on honey until their weight increases by 50% and their wax glands enlarge for future comb building. Most become lethargic, clustering around the hive. When new queens reach the pupal stage, scout bees trigger departure through worker piping, vibrating at 200 to 250 hertz against other bees to warm flight muscles. They then perform buzz runs through the hive to signal departure. About 10,000 bees and the mother queen emerge to form a cloud before settling on a nearby branch, clustering while scouts search for their permanent home, a process lasting hours or days. Honeybees are highly selective about their homes, preferring spaces much smaller than typical human-provided hives. Thomas Seeley's research shows they favor cavities of about 45 liters, roughly one-third the size of standard hives, typically in tall cylindrical shapes measuring 8 inches wide by 60 inches tall. Using artificial nest boxes, researchers found bees prefer small, south-facing entrances about 21 feet above ground, with openings at the bottom. Their ideal space is roughly wastebasket-sized, especially when containing old colony combs. These preferences are survival-oriented. Small entrances prevent predators and maintain temperature, height deters bears, southern exposure provides warmth, and existing combs save energy, approximately 16 pounds of honey that would otherwise be used for new wax. Scout bees conduct meticulous 37-minute inspections, making multiple trips inside potential homes. They walk the interior surfaces to measure area and make short flights to assess volume, creating detailed evaluations despite their tiny brains. When a honeybee swarm seeks a new home, they practice direct democracy. Individuals participate personally rather than through representatives. Scout bees fly from their temporary cluster to explore the surrounding landscape for potential dwelling places. Scouts initially report numerous candidate sites across a 70 square kilometer area, typically identifying 10 to 24 different potential homes. Each scout independently evaluates sites against the colony's criteria. Returning scouts perform waggle dances, whose intensity reflects site quality. Those finding excellent cavities perform strong dances averaging 35 circuits over 85 seconds, while mediocre sites inspire weaker dances of just 14 circuits lasting 45 seconds, creating a natural bias toward superior locations. As the debate progresses, support concentrates on the most promising options through positive feedback. Better sites accumulate dancing supporters more quickly, while support for inferior sites fades as scouts automatically reduce their dance enthusiasm over repeated visits, performing about 15 fewer circuits per trip. Unlike humans who typically abandon positions only after discovering better alternatives, bees automatically retire from the debate after a period. This retire and rest mechanism enables gradual consensus without requiring individual bees to compare different sites directly. Before a swarm departs, it must warm up thousands of cool, immobile bees. While the swarm's core stays at body temperature, outer layer bees remain just above chill torpor to conserve energy, requiring their flight muscles to reach 35°C before flying. About an hour before takeoff, scout bees generate a distinctive piping sound by vibrating their flight muscles against other bees. These vibrations pulse through the cluster, intensifying over 90 minutes until becoming continuous in the final half hour. As departure nears, the same scout bees transition from piping to buzz running, dashing across the swarm with buzzing wings, sometimes running over other bees. This behavior serves as the final trigger for synchronized takeoff. Scout bees initiate these preparations through quorum sensing, when 20-30 scouts gather simultaneously at the chosen nest site, representing about 75 total scouts. This approach enables quick decision-making while maintaining accuracy, allowing preparations to begin once sufficient scouts approve a site. When the entire swarm reaches 37°C, it launches with a thunderous roar, thousands of bees taking flight simultaneously and moving as a cloud toward their new home. What can we learn from these tiny master decision makers? House hunting bees demonstrate collective reasoning principles refined through 30-plus million years of natural selection. Successful groups need shared interests and mutual respect. While honeybee workers share singular survival goals, human leaders can foster cooperation by emphasizing shared stakes and outcomes. Leaders should minimize their influence. The swarm's democratic process avoids domineering leadership that limits solutions. Human leaders should facilitate rather than direct, encouraging open inquiry. Diverse solutions emerge through independent exploration. Just as honeybee scouts independently find 10 to 20 possible sites, human groups should ensure varied perspectives and independent investigation. Knowledge grows through fair debate. Scout groups supporting different sites compete to attract uncommitted scouts, a system that naturally distinguishes good options from bad. Quorum responses balance accuracy with efficiency. The bee system triggers action once sufficient scouts support one site, avoiding both hasty decisions and endless deliberation. These evolutionary-tested principles offer a blueprint for human collective intelligence. In our polarized, information-heavy world, these tiny democrats show that true intelligence emerges from honest, collaborative interaction.